The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Olive Branch Pet Hospital, and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg. For this half hour, we have Dr. Mark from Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. And he's back in studio with me, and he also has a guest with him today. So why don't we introduce your guest first?
Hey, PJ. Good to be back. Good to have you here, brother.
Yeah, good to see you as well.
Yeah, let's send out a little hope Meg gets to feel a little bit better. She's a little under the weather.
Yeah, she is.
Hopefully she'll be back soon. My fiance's here in the studio. She happened to be here in town. She's Holly Crow from Atlanta, Georgia. And I just wanted to welcome her. I've been doing this show for a while, and she's never here on a Thursday, and she is today. So welcome, honey.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
All right.
Well, I guess happy America.
Yeah. So we launched for a reason. 4th of July is coming up. Yeah. And we're going to talk a little bit about how that impacts pets.
Yes, sir. We are. For people who hadn't maybe tuned in before, I'm Mark Sprayberry. I'm a veterinarian for the past 31 years, been 25 years about in Pensacola. Love Pensacola. Got a pharmacy degree from Ole Miss, hotty toddy, to all you folks out there in the Ole Miss world, and then got my vet degree at Florida, go Gators. So, been here about 25 years, and I have a clinic, Olive Branch Pet Hospital, Play and Stay, and Daycare on Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmer's Market.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been there for a long, long time. It's a clinic. Privately, I own my clinic. I'm not corporately owned like a lot of the ones in town these days. And we do everything, general practice, small animal, dog and cats. We spend plenty of time with you. We tend to get a lot of referrals and a lot of people getting second opinions. Just needing some time to talk and find out what's going on, because the other veterinarians are having trouble as busy as they are trying to give shots and various things, especially in the corporate-owned world, they don't have time. They do good work, but they just don't have – you got to take time on some of these cases we see because it's complicated.
Yeah.
So if you're having those kind of issues, guys, just make an appointment. Come see me. Mention the radio station. We'll give you a little discount on the exam. And we'd love to have you. The Play and Stay is my boarding facility. It's 4.2 acres. The entire facility is about 13,000 square feet. We have a great staff. We have a daycare, which is basically a psych ward with my pets going there as well. And, and they have all kinds of events going on back there all the time. Like, they did finger painting. My dogs were there over part of the last week when I was gone, and they did finger painting and art stuff. And, during Valentine's, they have a kissing booth and bobbing for apples, all kinds of stuff.
Those are great ideas.
Yeah, had chased the leprechaun during St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-huh.
And, there's all kinds of stuff going on back there. So, they just aren't just standing around or in cages. They, we don't have cages. We're cage free, but, they do go out and they do all kinds of stuff. You got to stimulate those brains and keep them busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens, PJ, is when they go home, they eat their dinner and go to bed. That's what pet moms and dads want.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
And it's kind of what you want for your kids. I've heard, but we're busy people there. We, all the boarding and things, but, give us a call. We'll get you in and, we'd love to have you. And, we do treat a lot of sick pets. People have medical conditions. We do, are good at that. I am on property. I'm the only one in the area that has this type of facility where I am a veterinarian. I own it and I am on property. So if your pet has a problem while you're gone, I'm there.
All right.
And sometimes you'll have something, pet starts having some issues, related to a medical condition or whatever. And, I'm 50 feet away in my office, just is right next to the boarding facility. So right there.
What days of the week are you open? What are your hours?
Yes, Monday through Friday, basically 8 to 5. And we're there during lunchtime, too, if you need to drop by and pick up medication or food or whatever you want to do, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then on Saturday and Sunday, I'm not there, but I am on call every day.
Okay.
And so, with a Play and Stay in the daycare, if somebody's having an issue, say upset stomach, You know, I live over in East Hill, and it's 7 minutes, 5 to 7 minutes, depending on how fast I'm driving, to get to the office. And, you know, we'll take care of it. So that's a big difference between us and corporately owned practices, boarding, that kind of thing. You know, typically those are franchises.
Yeah.
And they're bought for the profit. You know, my office and so everything I own is paid for. I do this because I love it. And I just want to, you know, give back to Pensacola because Pensacola has been good to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole story.
Absolutely. So if something does crop up after hours, you're saying you're available.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we do. And, you know, we have cameras and all that kind of stuff, security and all that. So we're there. But, you know, with the 4th of July coming up, PJ, you know, we got some issues, you know, we need to deal with.
Yeah.
Some pets don't do well.
Every time a firework goes off in my neighborhood, my dog's barking. So
exactly.
Tell us about that.
Well, mine too.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that you can do for a pet. Some pets don't have any problems. You know, say your pet's older, its hearing's not that great. That can be a blessing during the 4th of July and season where fireworks, you know, the holidays. So there's medication you can use if your pet has good hearing. Now, pets have, you know, their hearing is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their sense of smell is fantastic. Their eyesight's okay. But the other two senses are really heightened, so much better than ours. So that's why they know thunderstorms are coming way before they arrive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they have that sense,
right? Well, and when we come home, too, and they greet you at the back door, and you're like, how did you know I was coming home?
You know, I'll have people come to the office and come in the front door, and then we have them back in an area where, you know, that we keep, you know, when we're medicating or treating them. And I walk back there for something, and the dog's, like, jumping and barking, and I'm thinking. And then I walk up front, and their owner's standing there, and this, you know, is quite a distance away from there. So it's incredibly, they're incredible creatures,
yeah,
you know, and cats too. So, but with thunderstorms and stuff, you know, they can be extremely destructive. You know, they get nervous. Some dogs hide in a closet. Some pets do. And then some start, you know, tearing up curtains and door frames and couches and things like that.
Yeah.
And that's a big reason the daycare, you know, stays busy, especially this time of year, because they just can't be trusted to be at home. So we keep them, and if there's an issue like that that shows up with us, we are set and ready to go with it.
Yeah.
Mainly we keep them real busy. If we need to medicate, we can do that with the permission of the owner and that sort of thing, whether they're boarding or daycare.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, whether there's a boom in the neighborhood because of thunder or whether a firework's going off and there's a big boom, my dog barks a lot. So for the dogs that have anxiety, talk to me a little bit more about the medication. What is it? What are the effects? What? You know, how long does it stay in their system? That kind of thing.
Well, it depends on the medication, PJ, but a lot of things we use, you know, your veterinarian, they'll be able to talk you through this a little, you know, bit further than what time we have on the radio show today. But there's a drug called Trazodone. There's one called Xanax, which is a short-acting kind of like Valium. Everybody seems to know what Valium Days of Pam is. So there's those drugs. Dogs that are extremely nervous all the time that I have on Prozac that, say, have this problem. Usually, you know, the Prozac kind of keeps main things calm, but they have a spike in how they're feeling because of the fireworks. So the Prozac controls most of the anxiety during, you know, the week and when there's not thunderstorms. We usually give them a little touch of Xanax just to take that down a little bit. Stays in their system, you know, 12 hours. Trazodone's very similar to that. We use a lot of Trazodone for pets that are very anxious when they come to the office. We usually give a dose the night before and then and the dose that morning for those kind of appointments. But, you know, when thunderstorms here, you know, with the Weather Channel and some of the other weather apps, we kind of, you can kind of look and know approximately about when it's going to hit Pensacola. And so you can kind of plan for it. So in the morning, if your pet's going to be at home and you notice that something's headed our way, you know, it probably's not a bad idea to go ahead and give them a little dose. And then if you, you know, have cameras in your house, you know, you can always, you know, log in and have a look and see what they're doing.
Absolutely.
And that helps because a lot of times people don't know what they're doing. And they come home and a pillow's torn up or the curtains are off the rods, you know, and chewed up. So, you know, it can be a very destructive thing. And that's usually when they come to me. It's okay, they've torn up the door facing on three doors. They ate through. I had a client one time that this dog was so fearful. He had recently had divorced and he moved into a triplex. And what I mean by is a townhouses. It's two-story per town, to
okay.
her apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was three in a row, and they were attached.
Mm.
So this dog moved in. They moved into the first one. And about, you know, the dog had been turned into the shelter like five times. I mean, you know, that's kind of like, you know, if somebody's been married five times and you're number seven, you know, that might be a red flag, PJ, you know.
Yeah.
But the dog had been turned in several times. And this friend of mine worked for the Channel News Station. He had odd hours and whatnot. So his neighbor called and said, you know, your dog is in my condo or my townhouse.
Oh, wow.
And it was the third one, PJ. He had chewed through the wall, through the first one, into the second one, into the third one, trying to get out.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's insane.
That is.
I know. In 31 years, that's probably the worst case of, you know, storm phobia or anxiety. And so one thing we did for that one was not a drug. They have a pheromone plug-in called Adaptil,
mm-hmm.
and we have them at the office. Be careful what you get online and whatnot, because sometimes those do not have the dog pheromone. And what it is a French veterinarian had a case where his dogs were doing these kind of things, and his wife and him were getting into it because the dog was starting to chew up the house and chewed up his her little Yorkie and a couple times and whatnot. So he said, well, I've got to save my marriage. I got to figure out what to do. And I heard him speak. He came to Pensacola around the time he had developed this product. But it's basically like a Glade air freshener. You plug it in the wall. And it covers about 800 square feet, lasts about 30 days, runs about $40-$50. Then the refills are like $20-$25. But what it is it's the pheromone from the breast of a lactating female dog. Okay? Mm. And his theory was, when is the most calm a pet is? And it's when, or creature, is when the creature, human, animal, or whatever, is nursing the mother.
Oh, okay.
So that it came from the pheromone of a lactating female dog.
Mm-hmm.
And so we plugged that thing in, PJ, and I'm going to tell you about the dog went over there that chewed through the walls, went over there, smelled it, laid down underneath it, and the problem went away. Now, this is an exceptional case, but yeah. I talk about it because it was so dramatic. I mean, I thought I was going to put this thing on. I thought it needed some shock therapy or something. You know, I'm just kidding, but, you know, something like that.
Right.
Some Haldol or something. So that's one thing you can start with that's not a drug. The other drugs are Xanax that I use. You know, Trazodone, as I mentioned before,
mm-hmm.
a couple other things, Ace, Promazine. Ace is a great drug for travel. Recently, it's been shown that it makes a pet more sound sensitive. You know, I've used it for years, and I'm mm-hmm. well, we don't need that. Not
right.
Thunderstorms, lightning, and stuff.
Yeah.
So those are the things we normally use. And you just touch them with it. When you see the thunderstorm coming, you just kind of touch them with it. In other words, give a small dose.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually start low with a dose, and you go up a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. And that tends to take the edge off, PJ. It doesn't make them normal, but it does take the edge off of the behavior.
Yeah, okay? Absolutely.
So a lot of people think, well, I'm going to give a pill, and then my dog's going to be a normal dog. That will never happen. That would never happen to a human.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Well, for some owners, it's probably if they just don't have an accident in the house, that's a victory.
That's a home run.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we do have a question for you. Dr. Mark is our guest from Olive Pet Hospital, 437-1620. Is there any indication that long-term use of oral flea prevention pills affect overall health of the animal?
That's a really good question. I have not seen or heard or been told by a drug rep any of that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have great drug reps, but I'm always going to know, you know, they're there to produce, introduce a product. But, you know, everything's just better than sliced bread with drug reps.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always going to be looking for other research, like from veterinary institutions, those type of things, people that are boarded in behavioral medicine stuff, just to get an idea of, all right, what are you seeing? You know, the masses can take it, but what happened in the 10 cases that where it didn't work or there's an adverse reaction?
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen that with the modern heartworm, flea, and tick products. Now, back in the day, and I'm saying 31 years ago and before, when I was a kid, basically it was poison you're putting on them. And I'd seen all kinds of problems with that.
Mm.
So be very, very careful what you get over the counter at, where you shop at, you know, wherever you shop, Walmart, you know, Target, any of those places. Just be very, or off the internet, be very careful because some of that stuff can be toxic, especially to cats.
Yeah.
Okay. So don't do that. And I had a case one time where this guy, he was from another country here, and his dog had gotten like all this, or cat, I can't remember, dog, cat had gotten just infested with fleas. He goes out and gets some Raid, like, flea ant spray and sprays the pet with it, kills it. Yes. Don't do that.
Yeah.
To me. Okay, don't bring the pet in. You've done that because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's all, you can't save them. So that's the extreme, of course.
Oh, wow.
So just the thing is, the answer to the question, not that I've seen in modern heartworm flea preventions.
Yeah.
I have not.
Well, that's actually a follow-up question because we give our dog flea and tick prevention, too, and we usually, you know, we buy it 60 days at a time. Or 60 days, but it's two pills, basically one per month.
Yes.
So with Florida being a flea and tick environment where those things can thrive, is it something where the dog should be on it year-round, or is it only certain times a year that owners should be thinking about putting them on that pill?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, PJ. Here in Florida, we are number one in the country for fleas. Number one. Numero uno, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Ticks, not as much. Some ticks cannot live here in Florida. Like the Lyme disease tick cannot live here in Florida.
Oh, interesting.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, you know, people have moved here. We do a lot of military folks that are at our office and, you know, and military people, you get a 15% discount with us, military discount, thanks for your service. My dad was a World War II veteran in the Army, so mm-hmm. I'm very, very – my mom's brothers were we're all Navy South Pacific, so thank you for your service. We get a lot of people from everywhere that come to Pensacola for training and et cetera, and a lot of times they'll come with Lyme vaccines. And that's totally fine to continue to do those, especially if you're going back somewhere where that's going to be a problem. I don't keep them in the office because – we just don't have it here.
Mm-hmm.
But flea and tick, yes, it's a year-round problem to answer your question.
Okay.
And it's not as bad in the spring. I mean, I'm sorry, excuse me, in the summer and winter because it's extreme temperatures. But they're heaviest in spring and fall. But, yes, you use it every month. And most of it comes with heartworm prevention, so you need to do that every month. We're not number one for heartworm in Florida anymore. We're probably number three or four. I think Texas right now is currently number one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
For heartworm.
All right. Well, we do have a question from another listener. What's the name of the plug-in again, please?
Yeah, it's called Adaptil, like you're going to adapt to something. It's the original name the French veterinarian came up with was Dog Appeasing Pheromone, DAP.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sold it to, I think, Siva Labs or another company for mass production, and it's called Adaptil, A-D-A-P-T-I-L. Like you're going to adapt to something, but it's Adaptil.
Mm-hmm.
If you have small children, don't worry. It plugs in, but it gets warm to the touch. But it's you know, if the dogs go up and lick it or it's not going to affect. And you can't put it underneath. You plug it in the wall. You can't put it underneath, like, your kitchen table or something like that. It's kind of got to be on a wall that's kind of open so it can diffuse out. It's 800 square feet and it lasts about 30 days.
Okay.
And so if you have a two-story house and say the dogs sleep upstairs at night, you know, and then you leave for work, you know, take it out from upstairs, plug it in downstairs. You can move it around the house. I have some clients that buy two, one for upstairs, one downstairs. You know, they're not that very expensive. And I tend to do a lot of behavioral medicine, PJ, and I tend to start with that before I start giving them pills.
Okay.
Okay. And it helps most cases.
Okay. So with the plug-in, is that something where they should really just plug it in if they know there's severe weather, if they know there's fireworks, or should they just leave it in all the time?
That would leave that up to the owner.
Okay.
Most dogs that are fearful only during fireworks, you could probably plug it in a day or two prior, know when it's coming,
mm-hmm.
so it can kind of be getting work, start working. And then after that's passed, you know, take it away.
Yeah, well, with 4th of July, it's a month-long celebration, let's be honest.
Exactly. That's what you need.
Yeah. So talk to me a little bit more about the services that's offered by Olive Pet Hospital.
Well, again, we tend to do a lot of cancer work there. I get referrals from all over. I am not a specialist, but I've been doing this 31 years, and we do a lot of certain things. I do ACL surgeries like football players have, baseball players. You know, we do everything there. We tend to do, again, a lot of cancer work. We do chemotherapy. I'll do chemo for Auburn and Florida from time to time. So people don't, you know, early with chemo, you have to go every week. So people don't have to go every week.
Yeah.
So a lot of times Auburn or Florida will have me do it, and I just report to them when I'm, you know, I'll send them the blood work and how we're doing and all that kind of stuff. So we do that occasionally for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing we do. But we do everything like a general practice. We just tend to see a lot more of the cases that take a lot longer, and ones that have been going to several places, and now they've come to me because they want a diagnosis, and they spent, you know, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, and the dog's not any better.
Mm-hmm.
So they tend to come to us. I have an ace in my pocket, though. Dr. Alan Ralph is a buddy of mine, colleague. He's a critical care specialist out of New Orleans, mm-hmm. and he comes to Pensacola once or twice a month and ultrasounds for me. And he's a very fair price he charges, and in fact it's pretty inexpensive what he charges to come, and he gives me an expert opinion, and in that this is all he does. He sees stuff. There's a lot of people in town that ultrasound, but this guy is a specialist in this, and he sees stuff sometimes people who just do it occasionally are not going to pick up.
Mm.
And the amount of cancer I see, you know, sometimes I need more than just an x-ray or a blood test. Sometimes I need Alan to have, you know, ultrasound. I need better imaging just short of a CT or an MRI
yeah.
in order to diagnose something.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that. As far as the boarding, and we do a lot of boarding. And if your pet has health issues, needs medication, we do that too. And, of course, you know, I have that, you know, the ability to watch the pet. My staff's trained to watch. Is there any problems? They make me alert me to it, and they'll bring them over. You know, and we're in constant contact with the owner if they're having, you know, if we're having issues and stuff.
Yeah,
but they have a good time.
And with the plan staying in the daycare, that it's a large, spacious area, right? Indoor and outdoor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's we have the largest play areas. I mean, our goal is to wear them out. So when you get pick them up and go home, they eat their dinner and go to bed. Just like I mentioned before with, I think, people, this way they do with their kids, they have such a good time that a lot of times they come to drop off. Like my dogs, I'll drive up, and when I pull into the parking lot, they just start jumping all over the car or the truck, and then I open the door, and they just hop out and run in. and then when they go to people come to pick up, they don't want to leave.
Oh, wow.
Because they meet their friends. They're introduced to a lot of different dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have dogs we know get along with everybody. So when you first come, we kind of, you know, make sure they're going to be okay. Because, you know, it's a nervous thing going to a new school, so to speak, or
mm-hmm.
going somewhere you don't know anybody.
Right.
And so we make sure they get along with different. And then we make a list of their friends. So a lot of times people come in and say, okay, when's Bowser going to be here? Because, you know, Rufus loves Bowser. And so, okay, well, here's this. And we take pictures of him playing, and it's posted on, you know, Instagram and TikTok and Facebook
yeah.
and all. So they have their own little buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have all those little things they do, like chase the leprechaun, apple bobbing, and finger painting. And they sent home my dogs came home with the little card where they had done the paw print.
Oh, nice.
And that kind of, I mean, it's really mm-hmm. fun. I mean, we have a good time. They're not just sitting there around, just sitting in a cat. They're not, we don't do that. They're having a big time out there.
Yeah.
And I tell you, for behavioral stuff too, PJ, I have a pet, just real quickly, that came from a situation in northern Michigan where 30 of them were tied up outside year round, which, you know, gets cold up there.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened to one of the owners, passed away. They were an older couple. And when the state moved in, there were 30 dogs. Seven were tied up dead in the yard. They were just all tied up. Seven were dead. The other 23, Sheltie Rescue came in and adopted. And I got one of them. I got the last one they would adopt out because it was on Prozac and Xanax.
Mm.
And so I started taking them to the daycare pretty often. And the girls finally said, hey, Doc, I don't think Finley needs any more medication. He's doing great. So anyway, we do that kind of thing, a lot of behavioral work back there.
Okay.
So if your pet's having problems, come see us.
Yeah, how do people get an appointment?
Just call the office online, Olive Branch Pet Hospital. Call the office, and we'll get you there. And thanks so much, guys. God bless. We'll see you next time.
All right, Dr. Mark, thanks for being here.
Yeah, man. Thank
you.
All right,
thank you.
Bye-bye.